Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Seyfried. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gordon Seyfried. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Tardabul moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seyfried spins and fires to second, with Kindle covering, and Tardabul is picked off. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Seyfried covering, for the out. Causey moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli takes first base on ball four. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seyfried fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Gordon Seyfried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seyfried hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive towards short. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0-for-1 in the game. Wojcik hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Wojcik moves to second. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wojcik scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to Seyfried covering. Safe. Tartabull moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive towards short. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Seyfried is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seyfried is 0-for-1 in the game. Seyfried strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seyfried fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simulai moves to second. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wojcik is walked intentionally. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simile scores. Wojcik moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Allen now pitching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Chance pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Luplau pinch hits for Bob Allen. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Martinez now playing shortstop. Jerry Walker now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gino Simili is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simili is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simili hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.